720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Happy Valentine's, Tom Skilling.
Oh, you too, Lisa. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you going to wear a red tie on TV tonight?
Oh, I definitely am. Yes. Okay, and in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'll be sure to wear one. pull one out of the wardrobe here. Quite honestly, I get so busy, I forget about that. And I shouldn't.
No, we want that red tie on you tonight. I'll be watching to make sure that you've pulled it out of the closet.
Very good.
Tom Skilling is with us, our beloved meteorologist in Chicago from WGN-TV. Our conversation is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems. And we're basically going from 50s to snow. Is all of Chicago going to see some snow or just up north?
I think the predominant accumulating snow will be up north, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. We've got rain first, Lisa. That comes in scattered fashion through the afternoon and evening and tonight. It's over for a day tomorrow, and then System 2 comes in, and that's the one that could introduce some more wintry weather to parts of the area. The thinking now is the low will track out of Oklahoma up through northern Indiana, and on that track, that puts the rain snow line over the Chicago area. I think what may happen is we'll start as rain Thursday here, go over to a wintry mix, and then transition to snow as we turn colder and the storm draws some colder air in. But the areas up north, the border counties with Wisconsin and north into Wisconsin and westward into north central and northwest Illinois, there a bulk of the precipitation may come down as snow, and that's where there's the best chance of getting accumulation up there.
It's just been crazy, Tom. I mean, what are the stats on the lack of snow and the lack of ice on Lake Michigan?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a testament to how warm it's been. Well, we're at a record low on ice coverage on the Great Lakes. Only about 8% of the lakes have ice on them. Normally, we have about 41% by now. Lake Michigan has about 70.5% of its surface covered with ice. That's normally around 21%. So a fraction of the ice that we've had, and that's a testament to the persistence of the warm weather. And in snow, we've had only a little over half our typical amount of snow. Our snow drought continues. We've only had a trace of snow for the entire month of February, and a check of snow records shows that only three Februarys since we started keeping snow data in Chicago in 1884-85, only three of those snow seasons have gone without snow in February. So we're in kind of rare territory on that as well. I don't think we'll finish February without some snow because we've got that snow coming later Thursday, as I mentioned. And next week looks kind of dicey. We're going to sit along a sharp thermal gradient. There'll be warm air to the south, much colder air to the north. We're kind of going to sit in between, be a little colder than we've been in recent weeks. And there'll be disturbances, possibly a couple of storms that run along this boundary. Any one of those we'll have to keep an eye on for its potential for some wintry weather. So next week may be a little more wintry than some of the weeks preceding.
You have been warning us that we weren't going to get through this month, possibly early next month, without some snow.
Yeah, it's a pretty certain deal that the other shoe will drop at some point. The question is, how big will that shoe be?
Right.
Finally drops, yeah.
Hey, this popped into my head when you said that. Did you see that story about that woman from Texas who came to Chicago to have custom shoes made because she has the biggest feet in the world? Did you see that story?
No.
Oh, my gosh. There's some shoe shop in Chicago that makes custom shoes, and she wears a size 18.
Oh, my word.
I know.
18.
Yeah,
18. I didn't know you had a foot that big.
Well,
wow.
Apparently she couldn't, so that's why she was here having custom shoes made. Hey, here's the other thing I wanted to ask you about. Did you see the Elon Musk Starlink stuff last night?
Yes. Oh, Lisa, I'm telling you, you can tell when things pique people's curiosity because we start getting all kinds of pictures and inquiries on social media, and that was definitely the case. They looked like lines of little dots or planets up in the sky, and they move across the sky in unison. And what that is, that's a satellite constellation. It's a group of low Earth orbit satellites that have been launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX Corporation. Their function is to bring internet service to areas that don't have it. And interestingly, my understanding is they're used over Ukraine. They're using it for troops in the field to talk to their command people. So it's very critical there, but it's critical all over. And that's what we're seeing up in the sky. We've had such beautiful, clear nights. We've been able to see them the last couple of nights around here. We'll clearly not see them tonight because of the clouds.
Yeah, last night I went outside and I waited and I looked and I saw what I thought were three odd bright lights, but it's more like eight or nine, right?
Oh, there's a whole collection of them. There can be a dozen of them.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, with all this talk about shooting things down recently that we don't totally understand, we know one of them was a Chinese surveillance balloon. The other one's it's not clear yet, or at least details haven't been released. So I think a lot of folks have been looking skyward, wondering if they're going to see one of these things flying over. And that's not what they are. These are satellites that we're seeing with the SpaceX group.
So you have some of those posted on your Facebook?
Yeah, I put a bunch of pictures. People were wonderful about sending them along. Many of them were out walking a dog or something. And they said, look, I looked up and what is this that I'm seeing? So there was some concern about that. And it's nothing to be concerned about. These are a bunch of very small satellites that are launched. They're the size of cubes and they serve a communication function.
All right, Tom Skilling is with us. We're going to come back and talk about an honor that's being bestowed upon him here in Illinois, and we'll get the latest forecast. But first, Mary's got the current conditions and a check on traffic. 720 WGN. Tom, I am so excited. When I saw you would be honored, because I think there's probably been a lot of honors bestowed upon you, but this is a pretty prestigious honor. By the way, Tom Skilling's with us from WGN-TV. We all love you. And tell me how you found out about this latest honor.
You know, Lisa, this was amazing. I was at a Illinois Broadcasters Association program with Mary D. Mary was with us at the time, and they were honoring her for her broadcast work. And Dennis Lyle, who's the president of the Illinois Broadcasters Association, said to me as I was leaving, you know, you're going to hear from us again. There's an honor coming your way. And I thought, gee, I don't know what that's all about. Well, it turns out I heard from the Lincoln Academy, and they told me that I'd been nominated to be inducted into the Lincoln Academy. And, gosh, you know, this was interesting to me. I had no idea this was going to happen. Orion Samuelson apparently was one of the inductees years ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm in great company because Orion and what he and Max Armstrong have done in communicating agribusiness news to us and educating all of us about agribusiness was really something. But I gather my severe weather work and talk of climate change and so forth was one of the things that was noted for this. So at any rate, the ceremony will be down in Springfield in late April. And apparently there's a dinner at the governor's mansion and everything else. So I'll let you know how all this goes, Lisa. It's new to me.
Well, it's a very prestigious honor. And the Lincoln Academy of Illinois, this is what they state about the people that they honor. It is to honor individuals whose contributions to the betterment of humanity have been accomplished in or on behalf of the state of Illinois, or whose achievements have brought honor to the state because of their identity with it, whether by birth or residence, or by their dedication to those principles of democracy and humanity as exemplified by the great Illinoisan whose name we bear. It is the Lincoln Academy of Illinois. And so it's not just Orion, and not only your name, Major General John Borling, Mavis Staples, Walter Payton, Ronald Reagan, Adlai Stevenson, Studs Terkel, Bernard Shaw, George F. Will, Paul Harvey. My gosh, Tom, you're in there with the best of the best.
I'll tell you, you know, Lisa, I'm blushing as you say all this, and I feel I don't quite have words to express what this means to me. It's really, it's not something you think is going to happen, I'll tell you that.
Well,
so I'll let you know this goes. This is going to be an adventure.
It really is. And it's well-deserved. And people in their cars and across the city right now are applauding for you, because if anyone deserves it and fits that criteria, it's you. So before I let you go and before you blush too much, tell us that forecast that we've got to look forward to.
Well, patchy rain the rest of the day and into tonight. It's out of here tomorrow. We'll go partly sunny tomorrow. Another 50-degree day tomorrow, just like today. We have early April-level temperatures today with our mid-50s. We'll have late March-level low 50s tomorrow. And then it does turn cooler. The break in the precipitation doesn't last because on Thursday, the second system comes in. This one will put us on the cold side of the system. So we'll be in the 30s and probably lowering a little bit during the day. We may have a rain or a wintry mix that commences during the day and then switches over to snow for a time into Thursday night. Then Friday, we go partly sunny again, and we stair-step up into the 40s on Saturday and the low 50s on Sunday, and we'll go into next week kind of mild, but it looks like we'll get colder and could have a series of systems coming along that put us close to some more wintry weather. So the next week could be kind of interesting, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom. Go pull that red tie out. We want to see you wear it tonight.
Lisa, thank you. Nice to talk to you, and happy Tuesday, and happy Valentine's Day.
He is so sweet, isn't he? He better have that red tie on when I watch WGN TV tonight.